Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2025 Josh Allen shouldn't exist. You should not be that gifted, that fast, that talented, jump over linebackers, yet he never throws interceptions. Usually 6'6 guys with that engine and that ability, I mean, they are letting it rip. Josh, you get all the upside and you get none of the downside. I mean, listen to this. His last 12 games, including the playoffs, 30 total touchdowns, one pick. That makes no sense. His ability to control, you know, have the discipline to not just, I'm going to let it rip and throw it through that coverage is unbelievable.
That's Colin Cowherd. Josh Allen. I mean, Allen, I have not looked. I'm guessing he's still the favorite for MVP. I don't know for sure, though. I'll have to look at the odds. But, I mean, even after a kind of pedestrian type of game again, statistically, it was very good efficiently. But, like, not wowing. Three touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, I guess not pedestrian. It was better than that. But, like, I mean, not throwing a ton of yards, I guess, right? And then the week before that, obviously, that was a game where definitely the numbers were a bit down. He's still doing everything, you know, that an MVP does. And it doesn't have to be just about the best stats. And his stats are good. Real good. Somebody called last week and said they think James Cook could be in the conversation for Offensive Player of the Year on top of Josh Allen in the conversation for MVP. I think that's a great point. He's starting off and looking terrific right now. I always do a breakdown on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday after the Monday night games are played, I put out there a statistical chart of where the Bills rank in all the different categories on offense and defense, and you see the ebbs and flows. I include like the last few weeks where they ranked. It is a cumulative ranking, so where they are now in the league overall, but and then where they were after 2 weeks and where they were after 1 week. And you can kind of see the evolution and how it changes. Third down defense is going to be kind of fluctuating here for the first few weeks after all the stats. That's an area where they have to get better. I thought it was interesting, Sean McDermott on Thursday night after the game and then again on Friday with the media mentioned getting Miami in 15 third downs. That means you're playing really good first and second down defense. He's right. Not good enough on third down, 10 for 15. That's got to get cleaned up. I thought you got to give the Dolphins credit. They did some things with Tua. They got him out of the pocket. He also was flushed out. The Bills didn't finish the sack. He was flushed out, and then guys are downfield because you have to cover for longer. That's just the simple nature of football. You'd love to see more stops there, no doubt, and they have to get those stops, especially on third and long. But when you don't get the quarterback on the ground or they get him out in space – and they have a good plan to do that, and the receivers who have a lot of speed are out there running around for a while, it's tougher to cover. You have to watch the whole league. You have to look at what the other team is doing. And that's a point I made just a little while ago in the bullpen again. Hi, bullpen, how are you? Having a good discussion on that whole podcast debate I had with Matt Bove about Landon Jackson not getting a jersey. And Matt's argument is, well, he's a third-round pick. He should be getting a jersey if not something went wrong. That's not, I don't think that's correct. And Matt and I have a very good talk about it. I think it means your roster's strong. And if you want to make the case that maybe he shouldn't have been drafted and you could go in another spot, totally understand that. I also would say, though, what third-round pick would be getting a jersey other than him based on where the roster was? Because there are guys, I mean, we do have Deion Walker, obviously, and TJ Sanders, but I'm going to tell you, when Larry Ogunjobi comes back, they might have to make a choice and say, is it TJ Sanders who doesn't get a game day jersey? That's something you have to think about. I think it may be Larry Ogunjobi who doesn't as well, but it's the sign of a good roster. The draft isn't just about playing this year. It's about developing talent. James Cook, while he wasn't inactive, didn't play a lot his rookie year. And there were people wondering, James Cook is a bust. He's not playing. Why is he not playing? Yeah, he's pretty damn good. AJ Epenesa was inactive the first couple of games of his rookie year. Now, look, he's not a he's not an elite, all-pro player, but he's a solid player. Did they sign to a contract extension after his rookie contract was up? This is not new. But the big point I wanted to make here was how you have to pay attention to the league and don't just look at it with a laser focus on the Bills. 11 of 38. I did this last week. I didn't look since yesterday. 11 of 38 third-round picks this year were inactive the first two games. 11. And then four more were inactive for at least one of their first two games. That's 15 of 38. I guess almost half, right? A little bit less than almost half. Of third-round picks in the league that aren't even dressing for all their games. It's not like a Bills issue. That's just something that happens around the league. Guys get drafted, they make the team, but they don't get game day jerseys. Because if your third-round pick and your fourth-round pick and your fifth-round pick are all practice, are all playing, and we know because the Bills, the defensive line, they have to because of, and TJ Sanders is a second-round pick, obviously, Deion Walker, fourth-round pick, these guys are playing because Ed Oliver's hurt, because Larry Ogunjobi's out, because Michael Hoyt's out. But if you're relying on your mid to late round picks to be dressing and contributing, then you probably means you don't have a great roster, to be quite honest. The better scenario is it's hard for them to get on the field. Like, that's a good thing. I don't know why it's a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bad thing. That's where I lie on that. That's a good debate, though. Thank you very much. Bullpen again. Appreciate you today. Appreciate everybody watching here on the YouTube stream, WGR550 on YouTube, and of course on a Buffalo Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. So the Bills played on Thursday night. On Friday, we heard from Sean McDermott, who gave us a bit of an update on Matt Milano and Ed Oliver. And that's the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. And the update is, we'll see where it goes. But the good news is, neither were put on injured reserve. Now, we knew that about Ed before the Sunday game against the Jets the previous week, the 4 days before that. Now, Ed Oliver's missed two games. But I think the really encouraging news here is Matt Milano was not placed on IR before the Dolphins game. So his pectoral injury then is that's an indication that he will be available within the next couple of games, hopefully, and maybe even next week, based on Sean McDermott saying that he thought he might even practice last week and he didn't. So we'll see. They give him a little extra time, and hopefully he's on the field Wednesday. So the Bills, nothing today or tomorrow. Wednesday, they're back on the practice field. The only notable injury from the game would have been Keontae Jenkins, a linebacker they called up from the practice squad, who has a leg injury. So it's great. The Bills obviously have some guys banged up. Ed Oliver missed, Matt Milano missed. But when you can go through a game and you come out of it, and the only guy who has some sort of injury you're even thinking about is a guy that you elevated from the practice squad, and hopefully even he's okay, that's very good. That's very encouraging. And it gets you on to the next week, which is Sunday, September 28th against the New Orleans Saints. We'll get a weather update from Pat Hammer on Friday on that, but it looks like it's going to be beautiful. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Late last night, the Chiefs beat the Giants 22-9. And it was a game in which the Giants had everything right there to try and take it offensively, but could not do it. And give the Chiefs credit. I'm sure they were doing a lot to take away Malik Nabers, but holy cow. I mean, they didn't even throw to the guy, really. He did wind up with 7 targets at the end of the game. I think maybe 1 or 2 in the first half. The rest were kind of later. 2 catches for 13 yards. Just took him away. Wandale Robinson, a player that's played nicely for them. 1 catch for 26 yards. So give the Chiefs credit. But they did not look like the Chiefs we have come to know. In the first half yesterday, I tweeted this out, at Sal Sports on Twitter if you're not following. I tweeted out last night, I know there's a half left, but at the end of the first half, the Chiefs averaged 3.57 yards per play. Other than the game they rested all their starters last year and got blown out by the Broncos, the Chiefs, through a game, hadn't averaged that low of a number since 2014. Now, by the end of the game, they were at 4.6, which still is not great. It's actually exactly what the Giants averaged, 4.6. But it just goes to show you struggling to move the football. And I'll go back to the point I made earlier today. It's just another team in the AFC where, man, if they're going to be struggling all year, and yes, they're going to get Rice back, and they're going to get Worthy back and all that, they're going to get better. The Bills are in a position here where everything is set up for them to get that one seed, and that's what this season's about. This season is about getting that one seed now. Winning your division first, getting the one seed as a part of that. Sal Mayorana is going to join me at 11. It is a Monday, but it's a different kind of Monday. We had the reaction show on Friday with just your phone calls. So today we are actually going to talk to somebody, not only about the Bills, but we got some MLB playoffs coming up. So we'll just touch on that because we got a week left here and it's a Monday. And we talk with Sal throughout the summer on every Monday about football and a little baseball. What's a tiny sprinkle of baseball in there with the last week headed here, but mostly about the Bills. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw from the Buffalo Bills. Sal Mayorana from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle is going to join me at 11 a.m. Paul Hamilton with a very quick preview on the Sabres tonight at 11:30. So, while it is a Buffalo football Monday, we're going to sprinkle in a few other things because we know the Bills had already played on Thursday, and then we head towards the Saints this coming Sunday. Thanks for being with me. Sal Capaccio. We'll take a timeout here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.